This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: what are the secrets of not despairing of Allah's kindness, and to try to never neglect the tricks of the soul and shaitan when it comes to our ubudiyya. Now, dear listeners, we are talking about ubudiyya, the worship to Allah, the servitude to Allah, the obedience to Allah in this holy month of Ramadan. Almost half the month, or pretty much half the month of the holy month of Ramadan has passed. It seems like this holy month passes by so very quickly. It comes so fast and it leaves so fast. One of the things that we should focus on when it comes to our ubudiyya, our servitude to Allah the Mighty, the Glorious, is that the spiritual wayfarer, the salik, as is known in the Arabic terminology, the spiritual wayfarer must never despair of the ultimate kindness of Allah the Mighty, the Merciful. Now, of course, feeling hopeless, feeling like there is no one to help us, and having this feeling of despair, and in reality to despair of the mercy and forgiveness of Allah, is the beginning of all coldness and weakness and this hardening of the heart and this breaking down of the soul. All in all, despair of Allah's mercy is considered to be one of the great sins. Now, of course, at all times, we must realize that our worship and our obedience and our servitude to Allah, our ubudiyya to Allah, will always have faults and weaknesses. But it is after we realize the weaknesses that we have in our worship and our ubudiyya to Allah, despite these weaknesses, and after realizing that we have these weaknesses, we must turn towards the Almighty Allah and ask Him for forgiveness, and ask Allah to help us to be able to strengthen and perfect our worship and our servitude and our ubudiyya to Allah. So first and foremost, we need to realize, as was said, that our worship is deficient when compared to what the Almighty Allah truly deserves. Once we realize this, then we cannot despair of Allah's mercy and forgiveness, for this is one of the great sins and it will lead us towards chaos. And finally, we must ask Allah and pray and hope that Allah will forgive us, and that Allah will help us, and that Allah will guide us towards the best and most perfect of ubudiyya in our worships.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali. حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين.
In Beijing, Chinese Muslims observed the arrival of Ramadan. China has an estimated 22 million Muslims, and they are expected to unite with more than 1 billion Muslims across the world to observe the holiest month of the Islamic calendar. This is Niuje, the largest of the capital's 73 mosques and the spiritual center of a large community of Muslims in the surrounding district of Xuanwu. In addition to being Beijing's largest mosque, Niuje is also the city's oldest. Muslims have been celebrating Ramadan at a place of worship on the same site for more than 1,000 years.
The purpose of Ramadan is to discipline the passions, to elevate yourself, to purify the soul. It is observed according to the command of Allah in the Quran.
At the end of the first fasting day, the faithful gather to perform the month's first evening prayer. After worship, they broke their day-long fast together with an iftar meal.
For this world, the benefit of fasting is solace and a peaceful heart. It is also the fulfillment of a duty to Allah. So in the next world, there will be reward.
As well as fasting, during Ramadan, Muslims are expected to strengthen their character through charitable giving, introspection, and self-restraint.
The chief difference between humans and animals is that humans can control themselves and their desires. Muslims observe Ramadan from an early age, and that gives them willpower. Whether in work or study, we have to be free in our minds. We are not blind, and we are not at the mercy of forces of nature. We have our own faith.
Although officially an atheist country, China has a growing population of believers.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. In continuation to what we were saying, which was, of course, to never despair of Allah's mercy, to never despair of Allah's forgiveness, to never despair of Allah's kindness. Now, before we go on to the second subject which we want to talk about on this Ramadan program, we must remember that Allah is the one who has created us. And whatever He will do, it is for our own benefit. And so we must always have hope and trust in the Almighty Allah, and again, never despair of Allah's mercy. Now, the second thing that is very important, and it is something that we can practice in the holy month of Ramadan when it comes to our ubudiyah, strengthening, improving, enhancing, progressing our ubudiyah, our servitude, worship, and obedience to Allah, is that we should never neglect the tricks and the deceptions of the soul and of Satan. So, of course, Satan, Shaytan, as is known in Arabic, they will, Shaytan and the Shayateen, because the Shayateen from among the men and the jinn, they will try their best to trick us, to deceive us, to show us a mirage, and to show us these different things that are false to be true, and they will try to make things that are true seem to be false. Of course, it's interesting, before we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we also say A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. We ask for safety, refuge, safe haven in Allah, A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan, from the Satan, the outcast, the accursed. And so, of course, if we are always careful, we are watchful, you know, we are vigilant, then we will be able to protect ourselves from the tricks of Shaitan. in the holy month of Ramadan, it is related in the traditions that the shayateen are in chains and their work becomes much, much more difficult. So what better month than the holy month of Ramadan to practice being able to protect ourselves from the tricks and the deceptions of the shayateen? Now, without going too deep into this last aspect, which is to protect ourselves from the tricks of the soul, this is talking about the nafs-e ammara. And so we have a nafs-e lawama, we have a nafs-e ammara. So this nafs-e ammara is the kind of like the animal instinctual aspect of a human being, right? So when they're hungry, they want to eat something. When they're thirsty, they want to drink something, right? These are the basic things and the different powers that an individual has. Now, of course, if they are not kept under control, then they lead us towards sin, and they lead us towards extravagance in various different aspects of our life, right? So we need to be very careful, about this aspect as well, is to be able to control the nafs-e ammara, this nafs that will push us towards these basic carnal desires and necessities, and really push them towards extravagance and something that is out of balance. Of course, Islam being a religion of balance and ubudiyya being the perfection of that balance. Again, do not ever despair of the mercy of Allah and protect yourself from the tricks and the deceptions of the nafs-e ammara and of shaitan. And this will help all of us to increase, enhance, progress, and strengthen our ubudiyya, our worship, obedience, and servitude to the Almighty Allah. And now we will listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani, who will talk about today's topic.
So, now, also another thing is sometimes, now, it's also true that because we're not Imam Ali, let's say there's a sister listening, and she's like, well, my husband's not Imam Ali. I'm like, you know, alhamdulillah, that's true, he's not. You're not Lady Fatima either, but, you know, he's not Imam Ali, that's true. But what happens is sometimes our focus is others. So what happens is I look and I see that other people haven't exactly been nice, right? You're telling me about to be a good, better wife or a better husband or a better father or a better child, but the other sibling, the other person in my life, they haven't been good. Should I wait on them? Actually, one of the things you learn from the Ahlul Bayt, teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, is to forgive others so you can be forgiven, not to be vengeful. I heard a story once. They said that there was this lady and her husband, they went to court. When they went to court, the husband had been found guilty of stealing a can of peaches. So the judge was saying, you stole a can of peaches? He said, how many peaches are in that can? He said, six. He said, well, there'll be 6 days in jail for you. He was about to use the gavel and pronounce the sentence. His wife stood up. He's like, Your Honor, can I speak? He said, yes, what do you have to say? So I'm his wife. Okay, well, what do you have to say? Well, Your Honor, he stole a can of peas also. So some people, they're like that. They're vengeful, right? Not forgiving, right? But the Islamic way to be is actually to be forgiving. To forgive, to be forgiven. To forgive, to be forgiven. Right? So not only improving my own relationship, but also forgiving others, right? We want to go past the siraat, right? We don't want to get held back in the hellfire. Right? There's a saying from one of the Urafa, beautiful saying. Heard it for the first time. Very beautiful saying. He said that what I do is before I ask Allah for forgiveness, that I always do this. Before I ask Allah for forgiveness, I tell Allah, talk to Allah. I said, oh Allah, anybody who's done wrong to me, Anybody who's taken my wealth, has mistreated me, harmed me, done bad to me, whoever that is, everybody, whoever's done wrong to me, I've forgiven them. I've forgiven every single person who's ever done wrong to me. And he says, now Allah, if you don't forgive me, I'm willing to forgive everybody who's done wrong. If you don't forgive me, then I'd be better than you, and that's impossible. You've definitely forgiven me.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.